Good morning, Rob. How are you?
Good. How you guys doing?
Good. Off to a good start last week. Phil Sims, during the broadcast, which obviously you couldn't hear because you were playing, said this defense, talking about the Patriots defense, might be the best front seven in the National Football League. Two-part question. A, do you agree with that? And B, isn't it a little too early to say that after just one game?
I'll go with B. Yeah. I mean, it's a little too early right now. I mean, we obviously started the season with the right foot forward, so I guess we just got to continue to do that. And, you know, just we got 15 games to go, and we can't look into what happened last week. You know, just kind of got to move on from that one because it was a good performance. But, you know, you don't want to keep thinking about week one when it's week five and six, you know what I'm saying?
But potentially, do you think this front seven has the ingredients to be among the best defenses in the National Football League?
Yeah, I think that, you know, we obviously have a lot of talent, you know, up front. So, you know, we got a lot of guys that can move people, and we got guys that are smart and that are fast. So, you know, I think that, you know, obviously we have a good front seven.
It was high marks all around for the defense, high praise for the defense after week one. Obviously the rookie performance that everybody's talked about, the tackling was solid and crisp. What, when you watch film, didn't the defense do well? What did Belichick and your defensive coaches harp on that needs improvement? Because I didn't see much of it.
I'll start off with saying that I personally didn't have the best game of my career, so I want to improve on what I did week one. You know, I wish I could have had a little bit more pressure, a little more production, but you know that happens sometimes when things don't come your way. So hopefully this week I'll get a little more opportunity and make some more plays. But you know, overall I think we played solid, and you know, we just got to continue to do that.
Are you playing enough, Rob? Would you like to? I mean, obviously, like to play the whole game, but are you getting enough snaps out there? Or are you?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I definitely don't complain about that. You know, it's defensive end, you know, compared to linebacker, it's just a little bit different. You know, instead of coverage responsibilities, you're doing a little bit more wrestling up front with, you know, a guy that's, you know, big dude. So you just, you know, it takes a little bit more of a, you know, impact on it as far as win goes, you know. So, you know, it's something I've done in college. It's not a big deal. You know, it's just a different style of play throughout the game.
Did you watch the game last night, the Chicago Green Bay game, and did you appreciate what Clay Matthews did?
I didn't see what he did. I don't know what he did.
Three and a half sacks.
He told the world, but they sacked Cutler seven times.
Oh yeah. See, I saw the first half. I saw he had two good rushes. I didn't see the second half. I passed out by that time. But you know, the first half, the game was just all about defense. You know, the offense, you know, they really didn't do much except for that, you know, the fake field goal, which got them going. But you know, I think that you know, he's obviously doing some good stuff out there.
So did you see Cutler come off the field and yell at his offensive tackle and shove him?
Yeah, I did see that. Yeah, I did. You know, the quarterback, you know, they want that time back there so they can make some plays. So I guess, you know, it's just at that particular moment, he was probably a little bit frustrated.
How does that sit with an offensive lineman?
I was gonna say, a teammate ever shove you for not, you know, getting your job done?
No. I've never been an offensive lineman, so I wouldn't really know what that feeling of, you know, having the head quarterback, head guy, like the leader of the offense, come to you. I can see something, you know, like, hey, let's go, let's pick it up, you know, I need some time, you know, but I didn't see the shove though, so I don't know. And that guy's a young guy too, I think.
Yeah.
I don't know, I'm not sure. So
young guy, 6'7", 320, and he just took it. What position did you play in high school? What was your offensive position?
Oh, offense, I was running back.
Running back, really? Were you the same size you are now?
I was about 205.
You were like Brandon Jacobs? What were you like?
I was pretty much north south. I didn't have too much east west in me, but you know, back in those days, you know, in high school, everybody that's in the NFL was playing both ways, playing offense too. So it was fun. You know, I'm happy I wasn't an offensive lineman, that's for sure.
Hey, tell me about the Cardinal offense. Areas of concern. Where's the threat come on Sunday?
Well, you know, I mean, look at their receiver. You know, they got one big-time receiver.
Yep.
He's obviously a, you know, a big target for them in the passing game. So, you know, they got a, you know, Beanie Wells, you know, he can run the rock pretty good. So, you know, you just got to make sure you contain those guys. You know, the quarterback situation, they had a little bit of injury last week, so they're going to have Cobb out there. And, you know, he's obviously a guy that can make all the throws. He can scramble a little bit. So, you know, we got a couple of guys we got to make sure we keep contained.
All right, this falls under the category of I'm seeking a little inside information inside the bowels of Gillette Stadium. 16 times a year, Rob, Bill Belichick stands up in front of the media on his first media session prior to the next game and says the very same thing. This team we're playing on Sunday is good in all three phases of the game. They're good on offense, they're good on defense, they're good on special teams. And he says it every single week about every single team, whether it's the Green Bay Packers or, you know, the Cleveland Browns. Does he say the same thing in meetings to you guys, or does he point out weaknesses of the other teams that can be exploited? I assume it's the whole package, is it not?
Yeah, I mean, well, the thing about the NFL is every team is good. You know, even a team that doesn't have a great record, you know, if you look, you can't just look at what records go off records. Obviously, every team is filled with talent, and they got guys that can make plays and guys that can, you know, go out there and beat you. So, you know, in all honesty, every Sunday, every team does have the ability to beat you. So it's the week of preparation that gets you that edge over the guys you're playing on Sunday.
Right. Hey, tell me about the Patriot way and how it gets indoctrinated into young players or new players. I mean, I've heard Ridley, McCourty last year. It's almost like they go through this mind melt program that somebody, whether it's the coach, the position, or a media guy or somebody, tells them this is the way you have to talk. You can't give them too much information. Is that just assumed, or do players pull other players aside? How do people know that this is the way they're supposed to act and talk and appear in front of the cameras when you're a New England Patriot?
I mean, it's just, you know, you're going off the example of the guys that you're with, the teammates that you're with.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, obviously, you know, you want to be smart and, you know, do everything you can to keep your advantages for Sunday.
Does Bill talk to people about it?
No, I mean, from the day I got here, I kind of knew, just, you know, saying, you know, just, you don't say too much and, you know, do what you can to play your best on Sunday and let your play speak for itself and not, you know, words come out of your mouth.
All right, final question. Opening day, home opener. A little more juice there with the flyover and the fans going nuts on the first one at home?
Oh, that's the best. I love the Top Gun. When they play Top Gun after the plane comes over,
yeah,
over the stadium, that's like my favorite thing. I wish I was back on kickoff just for that moment right there.
All right, Rob, good luck. We'll talk to you next week.
All right, thank you. Take care.
Rob Ninkovich with Dennis and Callahan.